So when do we say that it's chal if he took it on separate kikori? But if he took the shvue on one kikor, so it's not chal. So then when he says again, shvue shalichal kikor zeh, and he's a chal alisa. Mikam veilech kimichal shvue is ala yisurim. Ad yom ha-reb yudin, vuhu sheizka neder v'hakach izka shvue. Aval im izkir, shvue v'hakach izka neder, nidorim cholim ala yisurim. Nidorim cholim ala yisurim. Ad kam birushalmi. V'afil hochem yirali. So in other words, so he mentions, first he says, kach mikubu v'yodai. Aval pishin das kol rabbi isai zechenu v'vochei koch. So, but kach mikubu v'yodai. His shite is, that if he says, kenem psachazir olai, it's not chal. Because in Issa Chalalis, but then he mentions the Yerushalme. Avo im hiskir shvuye v'hakach hiskir neder, nidorim cholim al yisurim. So the Pashtus Haloshon of the Yerushalme is the way most Achreinim understood the Ran, even though the Ran doesn't discuss the question of a neder and neveles etreifes. But since he says, avo im hiskir so that means that Nidorim is not only Chol on Shvue, but it's Chol on other Yisurim too. And Shvue has the same din like other Yisurim. So he says, in spite of the fact that superficially it appears from the plain Loshon of the Yerushalmi that neder is chal and all is surin, but the pshat is not like that. V'afluhoche nirli, di hodi koma al nidorim cholu, be'eilu haine taime da'av agav di'om ha'shvue shalich lo kikaze, lo yosar ha'kiker olof, elu nafshi hu di'osar ha'kiker, ugav ishvue ha'cheres hu da'av leikim ve'lo, di chivin di'osar nafshi minei, su l'chayl nafshi, su l'chayl al nafshi yisar ha'cher, al kikaze, avo, neder chol, Domesi binitre, the ad ashte, loyosa akiker alei, the ashte osra alei, vilka chaya. Eso, the avu neder achaneder, vina mishwe achaneder, loy chaya. Doho, misho risheno, havalei kiker, guvisho kiker alei, kinevele, veini se achol alisa. So he reconciles his own shite with what the Yerushalmi says. All that the Yerushalmi says is that neder is chal on shvui. That he says that neder is chal on shvui, but not that neder is chal on neveles treifes. That neder is chal on neveles treifes. But he mentioned the Yerushalmi because from the Pashtus Haloshon of the Yerushalmi, it would appear, since the Yerushalmi says, Avolim iskir shvue v'hakach iskir neder, nidorim cholim al yisurim, so neder is chal on shvue, and the Yerushalmi uses the expression, nidorim cholim al yisurim, so it would appear that neder is chal on neveles utreifes as well. That neder is chal on neveles utreifes as well. So he says, no, neder is not chal on neveles treves, but on shvuye, it is chal. It is chal. Now, but why should we be midayik from the Loshon Ran? So the Rashbo says it in so many words, but the Ran doesn't discuss that question. So why should we be midayik the way Rabbi Kveiger is midayik? The answer is because Rabbi Kveiger assumed that just as the Rashbo explained the Yerushalmi that way, and the Rashbo says the same thing as the Ram, Ligabei, the Rashbo in Shuver, Tofresh Tezvov, so he mentions the same thing as the Ram, that Shvue al Neder is not Chal, but Neder al Shvue is Chal, and still he says that Neder al Neveles Treifes is not Chal, so he explained the Ram also that way. But the Rashbo says it, but the Ram doesn't say it. So on the contrary, the Avnim Ruyim and most Achrenim, they are midayik from the Loshon of the Ram, since he doesn't say that, and he doesn't modify the statement of the Yerushalmi, Avolim Hiskir, Shmuye v'hakach is Ganeder is so nidorim cholim al yisurim, so he doesn't limit it to yisurim like Shmuye. He just mentions the Loshan Yerushalmi, so they are midayik from the Ran, that the Ran Shite is the reverse of the Rashbo in Tshuveri Tofresh Deswov. And the Ran Shite is that neder is halal neveiros etreifes. Why? Because they explain it that according to the Ran, neder is an isak. I mean, neveiros etreifes, all isurim shebateiro are isak avres. Only neder is an isak heft. All right. Anyway, it's strange that the Rabbi Geveger is midayik from the Ran, that the Ran agrees with the shit of the Rashi. Just because the Rashbo mentions that Yerushalmi and he limits the Yerushalmi. Alright, so the Rashbo found it necessary to mention his stira against his own psak, an apparent stira against his own psak on the Yerushalmi, and then he limits the Yerushalmi. So neder is chol al isurim, he means al isurim like shvue. But the Ran doesn't limit it, so minastam, it's mashma that the Ran is chilek on the Rashbo, and the Ran holds that neder is chal not only on shvue, but neder is chal on neveiros etreifes also. Pashtes is mashma like the Avnim Ruyus diuk in the Ran, not like Rabbi Kveyas and Dagoyes in Reish Nesvov. All right, now that's one Rashbo. So the Rashbo in Tof Reish Nesvov says, in respect to the Dorim and Neveiros Etreifes, that it is not chal. In respect to the Dorim and Shvues, it is chal. In respect to Shvues and the Dorim, it's not chal. That's the Rashbo in Tof Reish Tesvot. There is a stira, and the Gror points out the stira. There is a stira between the Rashbo in Chilek Alef Tof Reish Tesvot and the Rashbo in Chilek Dalet Tshuve Kuftes. Now, so it's again, Tshuve Kuftes and Chelek Daled is also a very long tshuve. But then he says, in one sentence, he says, Ve'ein avolika kol yonim eilu kach she'anidorim cholim al dvar mitzvah v'davke b'mitzvah saseh bein she'yish bo aseh grede bein she'yish bo eseh v'lo yiseseh Bigiumo, Mrs. Loise say, Bigiumo Bitulo, Vein Hefres. Now, there are certain mitzvahs like Stoke, so there are certain mitzvahs like Tfilin, Suke, Matze. So, Ja, me vatlenes if you're not mekayemet. And there are certain mitzvahs, like it's okay. So you're not only me vatlenes, you're me vatl leises es du. Le poseach tiftach, le sam mitzis yotcho, le sik mitzis yotcho machicho. So he says it doesn't make any difference. So neder, he says, so neder is chal levatel mitzvah asay. Whether it's a mitzvah asay that has an essay, or a mitzvah asay that has an essay and a leis asay, so a neder is chal levatel mitzvah asay. Vein efres bidovo ze, bein iser abo meilov le iser abo matzvei. Avo al mitzvahs loises et dalme einichol bein bebitulei bein mekiyumi keita harei shomar achilas levei lo olai ein aned acholov. So far it's in line with what the Rashba said in Chelik Alev Tshuvet of Chishtes Vov, that if he says keinem nevelis utreifis olai, it's not chal because ein isa chal alisa vein hefres bidovo ze vein idorim lishmues. When he dorim lishuis, the kan vikan in a chayev bacheloso isa bal yachol. Vio liisa rabo meatzmei ki kein shoma shvuo shelo yechol ki kaze. Vichoz avo oma ki kaze olai viochlei in aned acholov. So now they say shvuo shelo yechol ki kaze. Vichoz avo oma ki kaze olai viochlei in aned acholov. Vein hefresh bidovoze benidorim lishmues in chayv alachas dahine mishum baliach lishmu. So this is seisei or what he says in tshuve chelik alef tofresh desvov. So in tshuve in chelik alef tshuve tofresh desvov the Rashba says two aloches. One aloche in regard to neder anisuri teva. If he says, Kenem Treves, Nevelis or Treves alai. So there he says that it is not Chal, in Isachal Isa. Then he says another aloche in regard to Neder and Shui. If he says Shui Shlechel Kazeh, and then he said, Kenem Kikazeh alai, so then it is Chal. If he said, Kenem Kikazeh alai, and then he said Shui Shlechel Kikazeh, so it's not Chal. The Rashba, in Chelik Dalet, Kuftes, so as far as Neder and Nevelis Treifes, he says the same thing. He confirms it. He says that it's not Chal and Isachal Isa. But whereas in Tufresh the Svov, he says that if he first took his Shmue and then in Neder, it's Chal. Here he says it doesn't make any difference whether first he took a Neder and then his Shmue, or first he took his Shmue and then he took a Neder. In neither case, it's not Chal. Neder is not Chal and Shmue. And Shvui is not Chalal Neder, because in final analysis, so the Bal Yachol is an Isa Gavre. So it's not Chal on the Isa, whatever the Pshat is. Why should I give Pshat? So in final analysis, so we say an Isa Chal Isa. So the Rashba, you see, so in other words, this is what the Rashba was disposed at the beginning in Tshuva Tofresh Desvov. In Tshuva Tofresh Desvov. Then he mentioned the Yerushalmi and he placed a limitation on his aloche because of the Yerushalmi. So, because the Yerushalmi says, Avol Hiskir Shvue Vahakin Neder. So Neder Cholal Yisurim. So he placed a limitation and he said that the Yerushalmi only means that Neder is Chal on the Nisar of Shvue, but not on all Yisurim. And here he doesn't mention the Yerushalmi. So Mimele, he applies the din of Nisar Chal al Yisar. So he says, just as Neder is not Chal on the Vilas Treifes, so Neder is not Chal on Shvue Yisurim. So there is a stira in regard to Neder and Shvue. There is this stira. All right, so apparently he was Chazer. Now, Hagoyes Arav Mikutne, so he mentions that stire between the two Rashbos, and of course he mentions the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi is contrary to what the Rashba says in Chilik Dalet, Simen Kuftes. Now, let's see what the other Rishayim say. So we see like this. We see the Teisves in Shmues, Daf Chof, Omud Beis says that Neder is not Chal on Nevilas Treifes, and Neder is not Chal on Achila B'Yom HaKippur. We see that the Ran in Idorim says that Neder is Chal on Shvuyeh, Shvuyeh is not Chal on Neder. What's the Ran Shite in regard to Neder on Nevilas Treifes? So most Achreinim say that the Ran Shite is that Neder is not Chal, that Neder is Chal on Nevilas Treifes. Is Chal on Nevilas Treifes. Just as it is Chal on Shvuyeh. The Rabbi Gvedia is Midayik different. All right. Now, then, the Rashbo in Simen, in Chelek Alef, Tofresh Tezvov, so, and in Simen, in Chelek Dalet Kofte says, in regard to Neder and Avilas Treifes, that it's not Chal, but in regard to Neder and Shvuye, so in Tofresh Tezvov, Chelek Alef Tofresh Tezvov, he says that it is Chal, like the Rand of Yitches, and in Chelek Dalet Kofte, so he says, just as Neder is not Chal on Avilas Treifes, because in Yisachar Alisa, so Neder is not Chal on Shvuye either, because of in Yisachar Alisa. Now let's see what that other Rishonim said. Let's see the Ritvo in Shvuos. So the Ritvo in Shvuos, Daf Chov Beis Amud Beis, there he says, he came along. Shashvuo cholo la neder. Vi neder al shvuo li kaim. The ayis a hefze va ayis a gam. So that's an altogether different sheet. You see, so far we didn't see a sheet of a sheni that says that shvu is chol la neder. We didn't see such a sheet. Because the Ram, Daf Yitches Nidorim, says Neder is Chalal Shvuyeh, but Shvuyeh Neder not. Now, the Rashbo in Tofresh Tesvov also says the same thing, that Neder is Chalal Shvuyeh, but Shvuyeh Neder not. The Rashbo in Chelek Dalet Simen Kufteh says that neither Neder and Shvuyeh is Chal, nor is Shvuyeh Neder Chal. But that both should be Chal, we didn't see. But the Ritvo in Shvuos, the Chol Beis Amud Beis, he says that just as Neder is Chal and Shvuyeh, Neder is Chal and Shvuyeh. Why? Because we don't say Nisa Chal Alisea, because one Nisa is a Nisa Gavre, Shvuyeh is a Nisa Gavre, and Neder is a Nisa Hefze. So for the same reason, the Ritvo in Shvuos, the Chol Beis, says that Shvuyeh is Chal Alem. V'kaimelon, ho kaimelon, it's a double portion to him. Hokaimelon, Shashvuo Chola La Neder, Vineder al Shvuo, Likai, Da Isa Hevzo, Vaisa Gavro, Vichein Hu, Birushalme. With the Roshna Birushalme, the Ram sides indicates that way. All right, so he had another Pshat in Yerushalme. All right. But the Ritvo says in Shvuos, Hokaimelon, Shashvuo Chola La Neder, Vineder al Shvuo, Likai. In other words, Shvu Chol HaNeder, if first he says, Kikazeh Osalai, and then he says, Shvu Shalichu Kikazeh, so the Shvu is Chal HaNeder, if V'Neder Al Shvu is Chal, if, in other words, first he says, Shvu Shalichu Kikazeh, and then he said, Kikazeh Osalai, V'Neder, so it's also Chal. So, in other words, so that's another Shit. So that's another Shit. In other words, that even Shvu HaNeder is Chal. Now, so in other words, so we have one shite, the Ran shite, in Nidorim Daf Yitches, that Neder and Shvuyeh is Chal, Shvuyeh and Neder not. Then we have the shite of the Rashbo in Kuftes, that neither Neder and Shvuyeh is Chal, nor Shvuyeh and Neder is Chal, both are not Chal, and then we have the shite of the Ritvo in Shvuyeh, that both are Chal. Neder is Chal and Shvuyeh, because Neder is a Nisachevtze, and Shvuyeh is a Nisachavre, and Shvuyeh is Chal and Neder, because because Shavuos is a gavre, and neder is nisachefze. So that means that according to the ritual in Shavuos, neder involves only a nisachefze. It does not involve a nisagavre. Now, how could that be understood? What does it mean? Neder involves only a nisachefze. So what, there is no nisagavre? Who is muzer al bayachol? The kikar is muzer. Who gets punished? The kikar gets punished. Who gets malchus? The gavre gets punished. So who is bound? Who is also to partake of the kikya? The gavre. So how can the, it doesn't even make sense? How can the ritual in Shavuos say that by neder, so there is only an isachefze, there is no isagavre? I mean, it's a double poshut that there is an isagavre too. Anyway, whatever the pshat is, but that's the shita of the ritual in Shavuos, that. Neder is chal on Shavuos because Shavuos is a nisagavre, neder is a nisachefze, and Shavuos is chal on neder because neder is a nisachefze, and Shavuos is a nisagavre. So we have three shittes in regard to the chalais of neder on Shavuos and Shavuos on neder. Three shittes. Now, let's see this. So the ritual shitte in Shavuos is that neder is chal on Shavuos, and Shavuos is chal on neder too. Let's see the ritual in Nidori, on the ritual. Now, I don't know whether you have it. Perikshayni, the ritual Nidorim Perikshayni, it's Daf Hei. I mean, I don't know whether you have it the same way, probably. Daf Hei, the second line from the end of the Omid, it's on the Mishneh in the Rif, Zechimam Bishmuyes Mbindor. So, Umiyu Bishmuye, Alaneder, Ikemam de Omar, the Shvuah Chol Al Haneder L'Kaye Shimosar Olof Kikar V'Hakei Nishba Shalo Yichlenu Chay Olof Shvuah Ename Bein Li Malkes Bein Li Korn Dichivn Di Neder Yisachevtze U'Shvuah Yisagavre V'Inyonim Chlukim Heim Kishem Shaneder Chol Al HaShvuah Bein Li Kayim Bein Li Vatel Kach HaShvuah Chol Al Haneder L'Kaye Dil Li Vatel Efshah Shemachim Lodim Dabro Osalim. Vizui Shitas Meire. Now, what Shita is that? That's the Shita of the Ritva himself. In Shavuos Daf Chof Beis. Here, the Ritva mentions that Shita in the name of his Rebbe. In other words, that then he says, Avol Birushalme Mashma, the Shavuos Eloi Chayla Aneda Klal, Kim De Asre Yisachefzeho, Hoyitzalei, ממילא ביסגברה, משום בל יחל דבורי, ויסו לחיילו לשבועה, כשם שאין שבועה חולה על שבועה, אפילו לקאי. So in other words, so in Shavuos, the ritual himself mentions that, Shite, that just as neder is chal on Shavuos. Why? Because neder is chefze. Shavuos is gavre, so Shavuos is chal on neder. Because neder is chefze and Shavuos is gavre. Here he mentions that Chita in the name of his Rebbe, and he rejects it. So what is it? So, nearly Maima Mordechai, that's one of the Acheni, in other words, Shehu or Ritvo. In other words, the Maima Mordechai says, and the Nitziv in his Chidushim Anshas, he also says, and there are many Rayas, because there are too many Stires between the Ritvo and Shavuos and the so-called Ritvo and Nidori. So, the Maima Mordechai and the Nitziv, they both say that the Ritva in Shavuos is the Ritva himself. But the so-called ritual Nido in Mandarif is not a ritual, it was a Talmud of the ritual. It's not a ritual himself. So when he says, Ike, Umiu Bishwal Aneda, Ike Mandioma Bishwa Holo Aneda, Likai, Shimosarol of Kikia, Vahaki Nishbashal Yichlenu, Hilo Ishwe, Name Bailey Malkas Bailey Korn, the Hidden Nether is a Hef to Shui Sagavre, Vionichukmei. So he says, Zui Shitas Meiri. So it's a Talmud of the ritual. Mentions it in the name of the ritual. And then he rejects it. And in other words, and what does he say? This Talmud of the ritual, he says the same thing that the Ram says. That Neder and Shvuo is Chal. Shvuo and Neder is not Chal. Neder and Shvuo is Chal. Because Shvuo involves only Isagavre. And Neder is Isachevtze. Neder is Isachevtze, so it's Chal. But Shvuo and Neder is not Chal because Neder involves not only Isachevtze, Isagavre as well. So the Isagavre of Shvuo cannot be Chal on the Isagavre of Neder. So there's the Ramshi. All right, anyway. So we have the three shittas. Now, so we have to understand the shita of the ritva in Shvuos. The shita of the ritva in Shvuos. The Jos is neder is chal on Shvuos. Why? Because Shvuos is gavre and neder is chefze. So it is massive something. So neder is chal on Shvuos. So Shvuos is chal for the same reason. Shvuos is chal on neder because neder is chefze and Shvuos is gavre. So it seems that according to the ritva, Neder does not involve any Isagavre. So the question arises. So if it only has Isachevtze, what does it mean? The Kikea, the only thing, the only one that is bound is the Kikea. And the Gavre is not bound. I mean, that doesn't make sense. So the Gavre is bound. If the Gavre is bound, so there is certainly an Isagavre incumbent upon there is an Isa Gavre incumbent upon the one who took the neder. The mother, the mother, there is an Isa Gavre incumbent upon the Gavre. For the Gavre. So how can we say there is no Isa Gavre? There is no Isa Gavre by neder, only Isa Gavre. It doesn't even make sense. Now then, something else we have to understand. Teisves, the Rashbo in the Rashbo in Chelik Aleph Tofresh Tesvov, we saw, and that is, he confirms in Chelik Dalet Kuftes as well, that if somebody says, Nevilis Etrefes Asurin Olai, so the Neder is not Cha. The Neder is not Cha. The Neder is not Cha. So many Achenim explain it on the basis, why isn't the Neder Chal? Because all the Rashba Shite is that only Isurim, let's say, Neveles, Revis, Basmacholov, are Isachevtz. And that is something that is very mistaba, very reasonable. After all, there is such a thing as Shem Iser and Chevtz. Now, if you cook Nevele in a pot, so then the pot becomes contaminated. Why? Because there is a Chevtz of Iser. There is a Chevtz of Iser in that. So there is a Shem Iser. There is a Shem Iser on the Heft. But the Avishenim who are Chelik. And the Ritva, the so-called Ritva in Dorim. So he says that Neveles Etrefes is an Isagav. At the beginning of the second Perik, and at the beginning of the first Perik, he also says that. The ritual Nidor. So he says, more explicit at the beginning of the second period. Oh, at the beginning of the second period, it's explicit in the Ritva. So it's Dav Gimel Amud Beis. Chun Sheimel, Chun Sheichaloch, Kipsach Hazir, Kavizore, Keres Lububi, Pireish, Sheimel, Masheich, Mishaloch Yoser, Olai, Kiachot Mkoleilu. In other words, he's explaining the Aloche that Matvis Bidover Oser is not Chal. He has to be Matvis Bidover Anodo. But if he says, Kiker Ze, Oser Olai, Kinevele, so it's not Chal. So he says, "Va'afil mishmiyodes lemechayev." The first line, "Dav Gimel Amud Beis," the beginning of the second period. Mipnei shetolo yisurei bidover oser isa gavre va'atiro omro ki yidaneder ad sheyoda bidover anodo shehu isa chefzi v'yavo gav tichyoma bidover ze olai oser lichud mechayev mishmiyodes hoso mishmidamrono mistomed osa ki korbim koma aval ashti di pirish ki chazir. If he says kikar ze osa like chazir, hifsi di bore orish, vitaime, di milse mishim di chazir un velo, en gufo no osa risa chefze, elo ki odo moso leichlo. Vim kein keinem da vi isa chefze, heche shayach leima ashi osa ki nevele, shari nevele in isa vi gufo yeisa meheta daone, vehave ke eime, kikar ze osa ki psachu, shol yom aklum. So he says that that Chazir, Nevele, Treve, was a Macholo of Tesen Isagavre. The Hefze is not Osir. So it's very strange. How can we even say a thing like that, that Hefze is not Osir? Isn't there a Shem Nevele? Isn't there a Shem Treve? Isn't there a Shem was a Macholo? Isn't the Hefze Osir? Isn't the Hefze Osir? So, I mean, the Pashtus is that there is a Shem Isir on the Hefze. And then the all the Rishonim say, that this Gemara in Chum, Tzadikim, afilu behemtem shel Tzadikim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yedeyen, is only shayach in Isuri Achila. Why? Because then there is a Shemiser on the Chefetz, but it's not shayach another Isuri. It's not shayach. We don't say tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe tachkol al deyen that he will never be nichshu in the niser of Chilul Shabbos b'shevik. That not the raya is from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was nichshu. He was matted in Neir on Shabbos, and he even wrote down because he wanted to be some mikdash. I'll have to bring a chatos. So all the rishonim as the kasha but tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe tachkol al deyen. The answer is that's only shayach when there is a Shemiser on the Heft. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takol al Deyen, because then it's a big Takole, even though it's Be'enes, so it's a big Takole. Mashen Kein, when there is no Shemiser on the Heft, so it's not a Takole if it's done Be'enes. So we see from that Teretz that all the Rishonim mention that there is a Shemiser on the Heft. It's not just the Gavre is not allowed to eat Pasav Cholov, but there is no Chalishem Miser on the Heft. That is no Kashe. I mean, the fact that if you cook, let's say, in a vele, in a pot, so then the pot becomes contaminated. Because even if we say there is no Shem Miser on the Heft, but there is a Nisa Gavre, so merely the Gavre is not allowed to eat Nivele. So melee, if it absorbed, if you cooked, let's say, nevele in a pot, so it absorbed, then you cook something else. So it absorbs, the ichel heter absorbs certain minute particles of the iser. So melee, the gavre is forbidden to eat those minute particles. I mean, so from that there is no right. But the pashtus is that there is a shem iser, that there is a shem iser on the heft. So how can the Ritva say that all Isurim in the Torah, are Isagav? And the Roshan of the Ritva is, V'avagav d'chiyoma dobo ze olai oser, oso mishum d'amrino mistome de oso kikorm koma, aval hashli di pirish k'chazir, hivsi di bure yorishin, v'taym di milse mishum d'chazir un vele, ein gufon oser isachevtze, elo ki odo mosolochlo, ein gufon oser isachevtze. Vim kinkinim da avi sachef tzich ha-shayach lima shi-osa kinkinim. So the obvious pshat, now. So there is a tshuva in the rechai, in the avdineza. It's a very good tshuva, but it's a big chidesh what he says. So he himself raises that question in tshuva sabineza, tshuva lamedzayin, I think. So he himself raises that question. How can we say that only surim are isagavre, as if there hadn't been any shemisar al chefze? Of course there is a shemisar al chefze. It's a chefze of nevele. It's a chefze of nevele. So he says that the ritual in Idorim has an altogether different concept of gavre and chefze. What is the usual understanding of gavre and chefze? So the usual understanding of gavre and chefze means is a gavre, let's say, like shvuye, so it means the chefze is not osa for the person. He asked the gavre that he should not partake of the kikar. But the kikar himself is not a chefze of isa. It does not become idovaros. And neder, so when he asks the kikar, so the kikar itself becomes idovaros. Idovaros, machmas is neder. But the kikar itself becomes idovaros. That's the usual understanding of gavre and chefze. He says that according to the ritva has an altogether different concept of gavre and chefze. He says, only surim are isa chefze, but even the so-called isa gavre are also chefze. But the neder is called isa chefze. Why? Because neder is amshochas gdushe, is matvis in hegdesh. So, Mimele, why does the Torah only surim are isa chefze, and of course, the gavre is bound. The chefze is not bound. There is a shem yiser on the chefze, so it is a chefze. But the gavre is bound by certain isurim. The obligations are not incumbent upon the chefze. The obligations are incumbent upon the gavre. So, the gavre is bound. So, let's say, so, neder is isa chefze. Why is neder isa chefze and it's not even called isa gavre? According to the ritvo in Shvuos, it's not even called isa gavre. Obviously, the ritvo in Shvuos will concede that it's not the kikar that is morally bound not to be eaten by the gavre, but it's the gavre that is morally bound not to eat the kikar. So how can the ritvo in Shvuos say that neder is not gavre, it's just chefze? The answer is the ritvo in Shvuos and the ritvo in Idorim, they both hold, they have a different concept of gavre and chefze. Only surim are chefze, and of course only surim are gavre, because the chefze couldn't be morally bound. But the neder is nitves in hegdesh. So true, a person is not allowed to partake of hegdesh. Why is the Torah makpid that a person should not partake of Hekdesh in order that he shouldn't be pagan in the Kedusha of Hekdesh? So when the Torah asks a Jew to be nenefam Hekdesh, what is the purpose of this Issa? Not to be pagan in the Kedusha of Hekdesh. Masha'inkein, when the Torah asks a Jew to eat Nevela Utreife, so it's not that the Torah emphasizes the gime in the Kedusha of Nevela Utreife. Nevela Utreife has no Kedusha. So the emphasis is upon the gime in the Kedusha Sisroel. In other words, when the Jew eats Nevela Utreife, he's pagan the Kedusha Sisroel. That's the reason as to why the Torah assured him to eat Nevelis Utreifes. He should not be pagan in his own Kedusha. So that's called Isagavre. So Isagavre doesn't mean that the Chefze is not Oseh. And Chefze does not mean that the Gavre is not Oseh. Only Suriteira is a Chefze. Nevelis is a Chefze, the Chefze is Oseh. Treifes is a Chefze, Bosabacholov is a Chefze, and Chometz is a Chefze. Everything is a Chefze. So it's an Isachefze. But why did the Torah say that one is not allowed? And it's an Issa Gavre too. It's an Issa Gavre too. So, and Neder also is an Issa Chefze. And it's a Nisargadaka too. Of course, you couldn't have an Issa without a Nisargadaka. But the Neder is called Issachevtze because the reason is why it's Osea to partake of a Neder of a Kikash Neder is because it was Nitves and Hegdesh. So there is Amshochas Dushe. So it's the same Iser as the Iser of being Nene from Hegdesh. What's the reason as to why you're not allowed to be Nene from Hegdesh? You're not at the Torah is makpit against being pagan in the Kedusha of Hegdesh. So that's called Isachevtze. And then there, because of the Hatfose in Hegdesh, so the emphasis is upon the Pgam in the Kedusha's Hegdesh that a Jew performs when he's Nene from the Kikya that he was Matvis in Hegdesh. So that's called the Nisachevtze. But Nevelo Treve also the Hevtze is Osea. But what's the emphasis of the Torah? Why is the Torah makpit so much against the Jew eating Nevelo Treve? The Torah is makpit, he should chas v'sholem be pagan the integrity and the dignity of Nevelo Treve? No! The Torah doesn't want that the Jew should be pagan his own being, his own dignity. So Memele, it's called this agave. So that's called this agave. Well, that's the explanation given by the Avnezer in the Ritva Shite, in the Ritva Shite in Shvues, that Neder, that Shvue is Chala Neder. Why? Because Neder is only Isachevtze. And Shvui is agave. So the question is, how can he say such a thing that Neder is just Hefze and Davonat? Who is Muzer not to eat the Kikyar? The Kikyar is Muzer not to be eaten by the Gavre? No, the Gavre is Muzer not to eat the Kikyar. So it's an Isagavre. So he says, true, of course, the Ritu in Shvui is made that the Gavre is Muzer not to partake of the Kikyar. But the Gavre is muzer not to partake of the kikar in order not to be pagan in the kedusha that was chal on the kikar by amshoche from hegdesh. Mashein came in shvue, so it's true. So it's the same as Abal Yachol, but the same as Abal Yachol has a different significance in neder, in shvue and in neder. Vis-a-vis neder, so the Bal Yachol consists in not being paid in the Kedusha of the Kikya. But vis-a-vis Shvue, the Bal Yachol consists in not be paid in his own Kedusha. So Memele, it's a different type of a Bal Yachol. So the Ritva says that it is Chal. And because of that, that's the Pshat in the Ritva Nidor. He says, why can't you say, Kikya Zeo Osar Alai, Kichazir? So he says, because it's not an Isachevtze. He means, so he doesn't mean it's not an Isachevtze. He, in the sense that, that there is no Shemisah. Of course there is a Shemisah. But when he asks it, he has to ask it so that it should be the same kind of, it should be the kind of Isah where the Torah is makpit and the Pgimeh in the Kedusha of the Chevtze. So if he says Kikar Zeosar like a Hegdesh, he come. So then he asks it so that the Isa should consist in not being pagan, the Kedusha of the Hefze. Mashenkin, if he says Kikar Zeosar like a Psachazir. So he doesn't ask it that the Isa should be an Isa of not being pagan in the dignity of the Hefze. Chazir has no special dignity, no special Kedusha. So he asks it that it should be Osea, that he should not be pagan his own Kedusha. That's not Neder. This is how the Avnezer explained. All right, it's a nice explanation, but the lotion of the Ritva in Shvues and the lotion of the Ritva in Idorim does not bear this interpretation. All right. I think that something else is the pshat in the Ritva in Shvues and the Ritva in Idorim. It's true, as the Avnezer says, that all Isurim are Hefze. Nevela is Hefze. There is a Shemisah, so it's an Isachevtze. And of course, that goes without saying that all Isurim involved in Isagavre. I mean, who else could be morally bound? The Chepze couldn't be Oseh. I mean, there is no moral obligations incumbent upon the Chepze. So all Isurim are Chepzes, and of course all Isurim are Gavres. It couldn't even be conceived of an Iser without a Gavre. I mean, an Iser, I mean, the Gavre, the Isagavre is imminent in an Iser. Otherwise, there is no Iser. How could you conceive of a concept of Iser without an Isagavre? So, I mean, every Rishon must consider it. But there is one fundamental difference between the Iser Heftze of Nivele and the Iser Heftze of Neder. Nivele is an Iser Heftze. Why is an Iser Heftze? Why is Nivele and Isa Hefze? Prior to Matan Teire, was Nivele and Isa Hefze? Was there such a thing that Nivele was Oseh? Prior to Matan Torah, so Nivele was in no way different than no Nivele. To no Nivele. So true, there is an Isa Hefze, but the Isa Hefze emanates from the Isa Gavre that the Torah imposed upon Jews. If not for the Iser of Loiseich Lukol Nivelo, there wouldn't be an Iser Hefza Nivelo. So, of course, you can say, let's say, Kot Neichel Nivelo is in Besn Mitzuvim Lafrisi. But, Misafe B'Yadayim, we're not allowed to give Nivelo to Ikot. And it's also Midaraisa. Loiseich Lukol Nivelo. Loiseich Lukol Nivelo. So then you ask, how can you say that the Isa Hefze of Nivele emanates from the Isa Gavre, but it's Oseh to give Nivele to a cotton, and the cotton is not Muzer on the love of the Seichel Kol Nivele? The answer is, the cotton is not Muzer on the love of the Seichel Kol Nivele. But there is a love of Nivele applying to Jews. So Mimele, the Nevele acquires a Shem Iser even vis-a-vis Ktanim, Cheresh, Edim, Kotten, who are not bound by the love of the Seichel Kol Nevele. But the Shem Iser and the Hefze of Nevele emanates from the Iser Gavre of the Seichel Kol Nevele. Masheiki Neder, so how does the Shem Iser and the Hefze take effect? Because of the Isa Gavre? No, on the contrary, it's the other way around. The Torah endowed a person with that power to confer a Shem Isa on the Kikya. If I say Kikya Ze Oser Olai, then a Shem Isa is conferred upon the Kikya. Just verbal. As a person is able to confer a Shem Iser, he doesn't confer, there it is conferred by itself, but through his act, let's say, if he cooks meat with milk together in a pot, so then a Shem Iser takes effect of Bosa B'cholov, it becomes a Heftz of Bosa B'cholov. So there, he does it through his act, so the person doesn't create it as an autonomous being, but through his act, by cooking meat and milk together, so he creates a niser, an entity of Bosa B'Cholov. So there, the person creates an entity of Bosa B'Cholov in a mechanical way, not as an autonomous being. Masha'in came when a person says, Kikya ze oser alai, so he in effect is an autonomous, sovereign personality, confers a Shem Iser on the Kikya. So the Heftze is created by the person, and then the Isa Gavre of the Torah emanates of Bal Yachol, emanates from the Shem Iser Heftze that was created by the man. So that's the Pshat in Isa Heftze. Not that. It's a Chalei Shem Iser on the Heftze. But both Nivelis and Treifes have an Isachefze and an Isagavre, and Neder has an Isachefze and Isagavre. But there is one difference. In Nivelis and Treifes and all Isurin Shabbato, so the Isachefze emanates from the Isagavre. Prior to Matan Torah, there was no Isachefze, there was no Shemisa. So prior to Matan Torah, so Nivelis was just like water. Is there a Shemisa and water today? No. So there was no Shemisa prior to Matan Torah and Nivelis. The Shemisa, the Isachefze of Nivele emanated from the Isagavre of the Torah. By Neder, so there is an Isagavre of the Torah of Balyachel. Balyachel, Chlaitzim, Pivyase. I mean, now, there is an Isagavre, but the Isagavre of Balyachel is based upon the Isachefze of the Neder. Of the Kikia that man himself creates through his afloy. He confers the Shemisa on the Heftze, on the Kikia. Just as a person is able to confer the Shem Hekdesh on whom, so he is able to confer a Shemisa on a Heftze. So that's why it's called an Isa Heftze. And the Isa Gavre is based upon the Isagavre is based upon the Heftze, the Shem Heftze, the Shem Yisar and the Heftze. So Memele, the Ran says as follows. The Ran says, Neder al Shvui, Shvui al Neder, Shvui and Shvui. So what does the person create? Shvui and Neder have one thing in common. In other words, just as the Isa Neder is created by man as an autonomous being, not like the Isa of Bosa Becholov. So when a person cooks Bosa and Cholov together, so it becomes an entity of Bosa Becholov. So there, he doesn't create it, the entity of Bosa Becholov as an autonomous being. It's done mechanically. I mean, suppose a wind would throw a piece of meat in a pot that is standing on fire and would spill, the wind would spill milk in the same pot and then it would cook together, so the same entity would be created. So when man does it, he does it in the same way as when it is done by wind. Mashem kein, by neder, so the Shem Iser and the Heftze is conferred by the Gavre as an autonomous being. And Shvui is the same thing, except that there the Isa Gavre is created by men as an autonomous being. So that's called an Isa Gavre in contrast to Neder, this Isa Heftze. But as far as the Isurim of the Torah of Bal Yachol is concerned, so the Ran says, both in Shvui and Neder is the same. So he says, it's the same Bal Yachol. Is the same Balyach. So now we can understand the Ranshite. The Ranshite is that Neder and Shvui is Chal. Neder and Shvui is Chal because there is massive something. Because first he says Shvui Shalichol Kikazeh. So there was no Shemiser and the Kikia. Then when he says Kikazeh Oser Alai, he confers the Shemiser and the Kikia. So maybe it's Chal. So maybe it's Chal. He's massive something. So it's Chal. Shvui Aneder is not Chal. Shvui Aneder is not Chal. Because he was already Osea, the Gavre was already Osea. True, he created the Isa Shvui as an autonomous being. But he was Muzer, because of the Neder, he was Muzer on the score of the same Bal Yachol. To partake of it, so then it's not Chal. This is what the Rani in Doron Dachitra says. And the Ritvo in Shvue says, it is Chal. Why? Because there is a certain Isof. Because not that the Ritvo in Shvue holds, there is no Isagavre, the Kikar, I mean, another, so the Kikar is bound, is morally bound not to be eaten by me. And I'm not bound. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. But the Ritvo says, true, that when he took an Eder, Kikar Zeh Oser Alai, he conferred the Shem Yisar on the Kikar. He conferred the Shem Kikar on the Yisar. So Mele, the Lavu Bal Yachol arose, took effect. And but the love of Bal Yachal arose as a result of the Shem Isa that he conferred on the Chefze. Now, when he says Shvu Shelo Yichal Kikazeh, so then he creates a new obligation. He himself creates a new obligation, and the Bal Yachal takes effect anew as a result of the new obligation that he created through his shvuah. So melee, it's also like an isamaisiv, and the ritva shite is that it is chal. Now that's the shite of the ritva in shvuah daf chof beis. Now the Rashbo in chilik dalet simen kuftes, the Rashbo in simen kuftalet. Simen kuftes, so his shite is that neither neder is chala, neither shvu is chala neder, nor neder is chala shvuye. No neder is chala shvuye. So what's the shite of the Rashbo? So he says neder is not chala shvuye either. Why? Because it's still in Yisachal Yisya. Not that the Rashbo. Because the Rashbo agrees with this concept that Shvuye is an Isa Gavre. So in other words, so then the Nisa, he created the Isa on himself, and when he said Shvuye Shalo Yichal Kikaze, but and then when he says Kikaze Osar Alai Bineder, so he confers Hashem Isa. He confers Hashem Iser on the kikya. That did not exist before. Until now, so there was no Hashem Iser on the kikya. But the Rashbo's argument in Chelek Dalet, Tshuve Kuftes, is of what significant, what is it massive? This Chalei Hashem Iser on the kikya. After all, even before he conferred Hashem Iser, on the kikia, he was not allowed to eat that kikia on the score of the Isar Gavre of Bal Yachal. Now, when he confers a Shem Iser on the kikia, so again he becomes Oser on the score of the same love of Bal Yachal. So it's not Meziv anything. So Memele, we say in Yisachal. So, but the Shite of the Ran is. He is Meisif something. He is Shem Iser on the Chefze. Even though it doesn't make any nafkemina to him as far as the Gavre is concerned. So before he was bound by the love of Bal Yachal not to partake of the Kikea because of the Shvuah, without the Shem Iser on the Chefze. But, and now he's bound. So there is no nafkemina in that Isofe. Even though there is no nafki, so the Rashba Shite is because there is no nafkimine, he was bound by the same Bal Yachal, even though he is Mesi, a Shem Iser on the Kikher, as a result of his neder, so it's not called a Nisa Mesi, and we say a Nisa Chal Iser. And the Ran Shite is, no, it is called a Nisa Mesi. But there is no machlekes as to whether neder just has an isachevtzi, involves an isachevtzi, no isagavre. The Rashbo in Chelik Dalet, Tshuve Kuftes, also agrees with Ram that neder involves not only an isachevtzi, but it involves an isagavre as well. Isagavre as well. So, but the question is whether it's considered isamaisiv as a result of the Shem Iser that is conferred on the Chefze after he asked the Kikya Abineda. So, according to the Ran, it's considered is amazing, and according to the Rashbo in Chelek Aleph, Tov Chishtes Vov, it's considered is amazing. According to the Rashbo in Chelek Dalet, Simin Kuftes, it's not considered is amazing. Mm-hmm. Alright, so we'll leave it here. Okay.
So I mentioned the three Shites in regard to Shvuah al Neder and Neder al Shvuah. So we have the Shita of the Ran in Midorim Daf Yud Ches, where he says Neder is Chalan Shvuah, but Shvuah is not Chalan Neder. Neder is Chalan Shvuah because Shvuah is in Isagavre, Neder is in a Chefze, so it's Mesi. is Chefze. That's why it's Chal. Shvuah Neder is not Chal, because we cannot say that the Shvuah is Mesin Nisagavre, because Neder, besides being in Nisachefze, is also in Nisagavre. The Gavre is Muzer and Bol Yachal. So Shvuah is not Mesin of anything. That's the Shita of the Ran in Dor Dafit Ches. Then we have the Shita of the Tvoh, Shvuah is Daf Chof Beis. So he says that both, that Neder is Chal and Shvuah, and Shvuah is Chal and Neder. Now the question arose, how can we say Shvuah is Chal, that Shvuah is Chal and Neder? Why? Because Neder is Nisachefze, and Shvuah is Nisagavre, but Neder must have a Nisagavre too, so it's a Nisachal Lisa. That was the difficulty in the Ritva and Shvuah. And then we have the Shita of the Rashba. The Shita of the Rashba in Chelik Dalet, Simen Tshuva Kuftes, which is in conflict with the Tshuva Rashba in Chelik Aleph, Simen Tov Resh Tesvov. So the Rashba in Simen Tov Resh Tesvov, so he says the same thing as the Ran, Nidon Daf Yud Ches, Neder is Chalan Shvuah, Shvuah is not Chalan Neder. But the Rashba in Chelik Dalet, Simen Tshuva Kuftes, so he says that neither Neder is Chal and Shvuah, nor is Shvuah Chal and Neder. So we explained it as follows. In other words, that when we say that Neder is a Nisachefze, what does it mean Neder is a Nisachefze? I mean, obviously, the Ram is right. I mean, you cannot say any other way. There must be a Gavre too, the Chefze. The Chefze is not a person to be morally bound. Chefze cannot be osa to be eaten. So what does it mean the Chefze is osa? There is a Shem Yisar on the Chefze. So Neder has a Shem Yisar on the Chefze. But there is, it certainly involves an Isagav. And when we say, when the Ritva in Nidorim, When the Ritva in Nidorim says that all Isurim, he says that Neder is Chal and Nevilas Utreifes, because all Isurim Nevilas Utreifes is a Nisagavre, and that's the reason as to why Teila Bidovarosa is not Chal, Matvich Bidovarosa is not Chal. Because Neder has to be a Nisachefze, and when you are Matvis, Nedomor Oseh, it's only Nisagavre, so you cannot be Matvis. So what does it mean? The Ritva in Nidorim does not mean that Nevilas Utreifes don't have a Shemisa. Of course it has a Shemisa. But when we say Nisachefze, Neder is a Nisachefze, it means that the Gavre, by taking the Neder, he confers his Shem Yisar on the Chefze. And when we say Shvuah is in his Gavre, it means that the Gavre creates obligations upon himself. Is a Gavre, or if the Shvuah is become Vasei, Shvuah Sheichu Kikaze. So he imposes an obligation in an affirmative way, become Vasei to it. If he says Shvuah Shaloichu Kikaze, then he imposes an Iser upon himself, a prohibition upon himself. This is the meaning of Isa Gavre in Shvuah. And Neder Isa Chefze means that the Gavre confers Hashem Iser on Chefze. The Torah endowed the person with the power to confer Hashem Iser on Chefze. If he verbally says Kikaze Oser Olai, so then Hashem Yisar is Chal and Chefze. And Nevelis Utreifes, of course, have Hashem Yisar. But what does the Ritva Nidorim mean when he says that it's an Isa Gavre? He means, unlike Neder, where the Gavre confers Hashem Yisar and Chefze, so all Isurim Shebatorah, prior to Matan Torah, there was no Hashem Yisar and Nevelis Utreifes. Prior to Matan Torah, so Nevelu Utreifes was like water, no difference. So through the Iser that the Torah imposed upon the Gavre of Lisechul Kol Nevelu, Uposo Basod Utreifes Lisechelu,
with Vashal Diba Chalimimei. So through these Isurim that the Torah imposed upon the Jews, upon the Gavre, so Ishem Yisrael was Chal on the Hefze. So in other words, Neder has Hefze and Gavre, and all Isurim Shebateiro have Hefze and Gavre. But there is one fundamental difference. All Isurim Shebateiro, so the basic Yisrael is in Yisrael Gavre. And the Yisa Hefze, the Shem Yisa, and the Hefze, and the Vela and Treife emanates from the Yisa Gavre. By Neder, it's just the other way around. The Kikar is not Osea, but this person, by answering the Kikar, he conferred the Shem Yisa and the Hefze. So, Mimele, the Gavre becomes Musea on the level of Bol Yachl. So, the Yisa Gavre, he emanates from the Hefze. And by Yoshori Sohn Shabbateiro, so the Yisachevtze, the Shem Yisar, emanates from the Gavre. Now, this is what I said last time. I don't think that I explained the three differences. Now, so the Rashbo in Tshuveh, Tofresh Desvob, so Yichil Kalef Tofresh Desvob, so he says one thing, that neder is not hal and Vilas Treves. Why? Because it's Enisa Halalisa. Now, now the Ritva Nidorim says that neder is hal and Vilas Treves. So it's not a machlekes between the Rashbo in Tofresh Desvov and the Ritva in Idori as to whether Nevilas Treves is a Hefze or is a Gavre, as some Achrein Mission. It's not like that. But they both agree that Neder has an Isa Hefze and Isa Gavre, and all Isurim have an Isa Hefze and Isa Gavre. And they both agree that there is a fundamental distinction between Neder and Nevil and Shor Yisur Shabbateiro. By Neder, so the basic thing is the Yisa Hefze, the Gavre confers the Shem Yisa and the Hefze, Mimele, the Yisa Gavre results from it, and by Nevil and Setrif and Shor Yisur Shabbateiro, so the Torah imposed the Yisa Gavre upon the Gavre, Mimele, the Shem Yisa is Chal on the Hefze. But the Rashbo says, the Rashba's shita is, what difference does it make whether the Yisa Hefze is a basic Yisa Hefze or it's a resultant Yisa Hefze? As long as there is an Yisa Hefze, so in final analysis, we say, a neder chal al nevel sutreifes, because in Yisa chal al Yisa. And you cannot say, this neder is an Yisa Hefze, this is an Yisa Gavre. No, because Nevel is a treifes, so basically it's an Isa Gavre, but the Shem Yisrael was Chal on the Hefze, as a result of the Isa Gavre of the Torah. So Mimele, is we say an Isa Chal al Yisa, because in final analysis, there is a Shem Yisrael on the Hefze of Nevel is a treifes. So the Isa Neder, the Isa Hefze of Neder, cannot be chal on the Isa Hefze of Nevelas Etreifes. This is the Rashba Shite in Tofresh Desvov. Then he says, in respect to Neder and Shvue, so the Rashba says that Neder is chal on Shvue. Now, why? Because Shvue is an Isa Gavre and Neder is an Isa Hefze. Now the question is, but just as the Rashba says in the same Tshuva, that Neder is not Chal on Nevelas Treifes, even though the Isa Hefze of Nevelas Treifes is not a basic Isa Hefze, it's a resultant Isa Hefze. But still, as long as there is an Isa Hefze, some melody Isa Neder cannot be Chal in Isa Chal Yisea, so Neder shouldn't be Chal on Shvui either. True, that basically Shvui is an Isa Gavre, but there should be an Isa Hefze, a resultant Isa Hefze. So apparently the Shita of the Rashbo is that Shvuye is altogether different than all Isurim Shabbateiro. All Isurim Shabbateiro, so the Yisrael is created by the Torah itself. The Torah made Yisrael. So since the Torah itself created Yisrael upon the Gavre, so that confers Yishem Yisrael Nechefes. Because the Torah declared that Nevele is Osa, Trefe is Osa. So Memele, Yishem Yisrael results from the Yisrael of Lisechel Kol Nevele, of Bosa Baso de Trefe Lisechelo. Mashenkin by Shue, the Torah didn't ask the Kikea. The person, verbally, as an autonomous being. So he created the Yisrael, he imposed the Yisrael of eating from that kikar upon himself. Since he created the Yisrael, so the reason Hashem Yisrael hal on the Hefze, even as a result of the Yisrael. That's the sheet of the Rashbo in Tov Reish Tesvov. That's the sheet of the Rashbo in Tov Reish Tesvov. That there is no Yisrael Hefze resulting from the Yisrael Rav Shmuel. By Shor Yisur in the Torah. So the Torah creates all the Yisur Gavres. So Mimele, the Yisur Gavre of Lisechol Kol Nevelo confers a Shem Yisur and the Hefze, because the Torah, by declaring the Yisur, by formulating the Yisur, gave it a Shem Yisur. So it's true, it's the Yisur Hefze is not a basic Yisur Hefze. It emanates from the Yisur Gavre. Mashayki Bashuye, there is no Yisrael Hefze. There is no Shem Yisrael and the Hefze. Altogether. There is no Shem Yisrael and the Hefze. By Shmuel. So that's why. So he first, he took his Shmuel Shalichu Kikaze. Then he says, Kikaze Osa Lai Bin Edea. So it's Chal. Because we cannot say Nisachal Yisrael, it's an Yisrael Meisi. Because first there was just the Nisa Gavre, there was no Yisrael Hefze, not even a resultant Yisrael Hefze, and now he confers a Shem Yisrael and the Hefze. So it's how Mashayke, Shvur and Neder, so we say Nisachal al Yisrael, because when he said Kikar Zeh Oser Alai, so Hashem Yisrael was Chal and the Hefze, and the Gavre, that resulted in Nisar upon the Gavre. Now, which is there? Bal Yachol. Now, when he says, Shvur Shaloyechol Kikazeh, so what does it accomplish? It's not amazing anything. So we say in Yisachal, this is the Shite of the Rashbo, Chilek Alef, Tov Chesh Tesvot. The Rashbo, Chilek Dalet, Shuvi Kuftes, so he says, that neither, Neder is Chalan Shvue, nor Shvue is Chalan Neder. Nor Shvue is Chalan Neder. Now, the Rashbo in regard to Nidorim and Nibeles et Chayfe, so the Rashbo in Kuftes agrees with the Shite of the Rashbo in Tov Chesh Tesvov. So in other words, it's not Chal. Why? Why isn't it Chal? Because it's a Yisachal Alisa. But then he says the justice is shvui is not halaneder, and with that he agrees to fresh the swaf too. So the Rashbo in Kufte says neder is not halan shvui either. Why? So apparently that's the machlekes between the Rashbo in Tofresh the swaf and the Rashbo in Kuftes. Where is the Rashbo in Tofresh the swaf assumes that shvui? So there is no Shem Yisrael and the Hefze, even a resultant Shem Yisrael and the Hefze. Not only a basic Shem Yisrael and the Hefze, even a resultant. So the Rashbo in Kuftes holds differently. And he holds Shvuye, so basically it's an Yisrael Gavre. Because the Gavre, by taking the Shvuye, so he imposes an obligation upon himself, a prohibition and Yisrael upon himself. Upon himself, but just as the Yisrael Gavre of Neveles Utreifes, he results in the Shem Yisrael Hefze. So by Shvue too, the Yisrael Gavre of Shvue that he creates, he confers a Shem Yisrael Hefze, like Neveles Utreifes. But the distinction is because by Nedea, so basically it's Yisrael Hefze, the Gavre. By making the neder, confers Yishem Yisrael and the Hefze, and that results in Yisrael of the Gavre, and by Shvue, so the Gavre creates a Niser upon himself, and that results in Ishem Niser al Chet. That's the Machlekes. Now, the Ritvo in Shvues, Daf Chof Beis, so he says that Neder is Chal on Shvue, and Shvue is Chal on Neder as well. And Shvui is Chal HaNeder as well. Why is Shvui Chal HaNeder? Because Neder now, Neder has an Issa Chepze and has an Issa Gavre. And Shvui has an Issa Gavre, so we should say an Issa Chal HaNeder. So the answer is, according to the Ritvo in Shvues, there is a difference between the Issa Gavre of Neder, which was only a resultant Issa Gavre, and then the Issa Gavre of Shvue, which is a basic Issa Gavre. So that's why we don't say in Issa Chal Issa. Now the nafkemine between the practical nafkemine between the Shita of the Rashi in Tofrish the Svov, which is that by Shvue there is no Shem Issa Chal Chepti, just Gavre, unlike all other Isurim Tzibetor, where there is a Shem Issa Chal Chepti. So by Shvue, there is no Shem Issa Chal Chepti, not even a resultant Shem Issa Chal Chepti. And the Shite of the Rashbo in Kuftes, that there is by Shvue a resultant Shem Issa Chal Chepti, like Nivelas et Reifes. So what would be the practical nafkemine? I mean, this is just theoretical. What would be the practical nafkemine? Now, the Neder is Chal Levatel Dvar Mitzvah. So neder, if somebody says, Kenem Sukolai, so it's Chal. Because the Sukkah is not Mushbe Mar Sinai, so Memele, Ishem Isar is Chal on the Sukkah, so Memele, Imachil Lodom Dovros. Or he says, Kenem Matzolai, the little test. So it's Chal. Shue is not Chal. Because Mushbe Mar Sinai, it's in Meshu Hashov. Now, so the Ritvo says in Idorim, suppose he took an Eder, Kenem Atzolai, Belil Pesach, Kenem Sukkolai, Belil Sukkis, Belil Chagasukis. So he's not allowed to eat in the Sukkah. Suppose he eats in the Sukkah, suppose he eats the Matzah. Is he Mikayim the Mitzvah or is not Mikayim the Mitzvah? So the Ritvo says he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah because it's a Mitzvah of Mavira. And I mentioned many times that. That the halacha of mitzvah bo mavire does not depend upon the fact that the gavre does an avire. It depends upon the fact that there is a shem nisar al chefze, like lulav vagozel. In other words, a matzik zuo, so there is a shem levay of avire, or an chefze. So here too, there is a shem nisar al chefze, because Neder is a Nisa Chefze, so the Shem Nisa. So the Mele, if he has the Matzah, if he has the Sukkah, so not only he isn't allowed, he machil lodom davaroseh, but if he does it, even so he's not mekayim the mitzvah, because it's a Nisa bo mavir. Now, by Shvuye, we cannot raise that question. Suppose someone takes a Shvuye not to eat Matzah of Pesach, so, Pesach night, and he ate it, whether he's mekayim the mitzvah or not, because by Shvui it's Yeshua Shov, it's not Chal. But there is a situation where Shvui is Chal Levatel Dvar Mitzvah, if it's Bekeva, in other words. So, many Rishayim say, not all Rishayim may read, but it's based upon a Yerushalmi, and most Rishayim mention that din, even though there are some Rishayim Vacherim, but most Rishayim say that even though Shvui is not Chal Levatel Dvar Mitzvah, but Bekeva it is Chal. For example, if someone says Shvuo Shelo Yechil Matzo Belil Pesach, then it's not Chal, it's a Shvuo Shov. But if someone takes a Shvuo Shelo Yechil Matzo Kol Yemei Sashono, Kol Yemei Sashono, so Memele, it is Chal Gabe the other days, not the night of Pesach. So Mige the Chayle on the other days of the Shono, so it's Chayle in respect to the nights of Pesach too. If someone takes a Shvue Shel Eishel B'Sukha Kol HaShono, so it's Chal and Sukkos too. So it is Chal. Now the question is, suppose someone said Shvue Shel Eishel B'Sukha Kol Yemei HaShono, so maybe it's Chal and the Sukkos days too. And then in setting the sukkes is in the kind of mitzvah not. Now, by there, so the ritual in the Dogim says is not even kind of mitzvah, because it's misabon avere, there is a shemisa and a hefte. How about you? So that will depend upon the machlekes between the Rashbo and Tofresh Tesvov and the Rashbo and Kuftes. According to the Rashbo and Tofresh Tesvov, so Shvui is distinguishable from all Isurim Shebateiro. All Isurim Shebateiro, even though basically there is Isurim Gavre, but there is a resultant is a hefte. But by Shvui, there is not even a resultant is a hefte. So there is no Shemiser on the hefte, on the Sukkah. So how can we say Mitzabo Mavere just because he was even Avere? So we don't say Mitzabo Mavere. But according to the Rashbo in Kuftes, so by Shvui too there is a resultant Shemiser and Hefze. So Memele, if he took his Shvui out the Kelel and it was Chal, and if he said in the Sukkah, he's not even kind of mitzvah, because there is a resultant Shemiser and Hefze. So that's the practical Nafkimin. Alright. Now we didn't. Now the Ran here says, Umihom Ashma, the Inshwe Beloshin Nedea, Veloy Nedea Beloshin Shwe, Hilkach, Kol Sheherklif Shel Zebo Zei Midvorfu. Actually, it's a little strange. What's the Raya from this Gemore? From this Gemore that in Shwe Beloshin Nedea, Veloy Nedea Beloshin Shwe. Little Beloshin Shwe. All the Gemara says, "Either the tone nidorim, the mitzah heftzalei, tone name chomim, the mitzah heftzalei, the mitzah heftzalei." So that means that by neder, so it's a mitzah heftze. It doesn't say that he has to formulate it in terms of heftze. That the Gemara doesn't say. So how does the Ran know? Umihom ashma. How do we know? All that the Gemara says here is, that neder is an isa hefze. So the answer is, because the pshat couldn't be in the Gemara, either the tone nidor in the mitzah hefze, that neder is an isa hefze and not an isa gavre. Of course neder is an isa gavre. You couldn't even conceive of an isa hefze without an isa gavre. What is that? I mean, every Isachevtze is relative to a Gavre. If there hadn't been any Gavres in the world, you couldn't even conceive of a Shemisa. So it doesn't mean either the Tone Nidor and the Mitzachevtze alive. Why? It's Osea, there is an Isa Gavre too. So in Achaname, we could explain the Gemore. Either the Tone Nidor and the Mitzachevtze alive were basically in line with what we mentioned last time. That basically it's an isachevtze, and then the isagavre is a result. It's not a basic isagavre, but the Ran, because of this difficulty in the expression in the Gemara, either the ton and nidor in the mitzachevtze alaye. So that implies that it's hefte, not gavre, and apparently the Ran assumed that the pshat, the loshin of the mitzachevtze alaye, implies not only that it's basically Nisachevtze, but it's Hefze not Gavre. And that's impossible. It is Gavre too, by Nedea. So the Pshat in the Gemore, either the Tone Nidor in the Mitzachevtze Alai, must be, the Ran assumed, that it's formulated in terms of Hefze. Not that it's Hefze not Gavre. So true, you could explain it that way. I didn't tell him, don't it's a hefze alaye. Basically, it's hefze. And then the isa gavre emanates from it. That's a good pshat. But the Ran felt that wouldn't be in harmony with the plain connotation of the words, the mitzah hefze alaye. That means mitzah hefze, not mitzah gavre. But that's impossible. It's mitzah gavre too. So the pshat in mitzah hefze alaye must mean that it's formulated in terms of Hefze. It's formulated in terms of Hefze. Tonen amechomim di mitzah Hefzal. So, alright. So, this is what he says. Umihom ashma de inshvue beloshin edea, vilen edea beloshin shvue. Hilkach kol shehechliv, shel ze bozeh, imidvorfkun,
ויקל מידאג דתניה בפירקין איזהו איסרום בבתירו הרי אולי שליחו בוסו עלמי ישנה דבלו שישבו דו שליחו כלומר הרי אולי שליחו בוסו דגמור הדוזן זה איזהו איסרום בבתירו הרי אכילס בוסר אולי הרי בוסר עושה אולי but he says הרי אולי שלא יחי so it's in terms of גברי זה בלו שישבו ובפרק שבוע שתיים בעשרן הממשמע, תהיה שבוע בלו שנדע, תאמרי נוסון באימר אכילה משתין אולי שבוע. If you look up the Gemara there, so you'll see that there is no such expression in the Gemara, דף חוב בייס, באימר אכילה משתין אולי שבוע. So the Gemara says that for Beis in Shavuos, the Omer Achila Mishtein Olai Kenen, the Chavosei Gab in Shavuos, the Omer Shavuo Shalo Yechol Mishtein. So here it just says, just the reverse. On the contrary, the Gemara emphasizes, according to our text, the Gemara emphasizes the contrast between Neder and Shavuos. The Omer Achila Mishtein Olai Kenen, the Chavosei Gab in Shavuos, the Omer Shavuo Shalo Yechol Mishtein. So obviously, the Ran had a different girsa in the Gemara. Because if the Ran had the same girsa that we have, he wouldn't even have asked this kashya. So the Ran, the Chavosei Gab in Shavuos, the Omer, Achila Shavuos Olai Mishtein. But our girsa is, the Chavosei Gab in Shavuos, the Omer Shavuos Shalo Yechol Mishtein. והי לישנה דנדרו, וקומו לגבי שבוי על הנהנה. יש למה דהנה לישנה לאווי דווקא נו כתלו, דהוד איזה הוא יסרום בתאיר, או ליוס להשמינון, דרך יצר על דעת פוסה, ומשמוך לדוק בלישנה, ולאי לא מציע בלו שני דקו אמר. So, דרן עד הגירסה, I mean, והי נעמד אמרין נאכיל משתין אולי שבוי, לאו דווקא דום אולי לישנה, אלא דום השבוי שליחו שתיהן, אלא דהוסום עיני דום על איל מלאי, במאכיל משתין אולי כנם. Du lish ne darf ge ne der roman name achim mich dem weis scho glaub darf ge bot in a kolit aug ge se it says shlo ich shvu ich shlo ich mich dem ich mich dem so in other words so here the so the ran says that the gemore that few days is not concerned with the proper formulation not concerned so memele the gemore mentioned such a lesh such a losh such a losh because but in the name of the Gemara, who must be kind of like a rabbi, but Ramban Zal, because of the Nidorim, the lake of Lishu, which are not so good, and the name of the Lake of Taiki, and the name of the Neda Shom, and the Shishu, and the Shishu, and the Neda Man, me love, but then the Kashi is from the Russian Gemara here. So again, they all assume that from this Gemara, it's Mashma that Neda Boshin Shvui is not good. Why? I didn't tell you, don't miss a Heftzala. So again, we have to say that. Because it bothered them. How do we say, no, the dog miss a Heftzala, not Gavre, not Mitzah Gavre, but there's a Mitzah Gavre too. And even though we could say that it means Mitzah Heftzala, that the basic Isser is Heftze, and the Gavre is only a resultant Isser, but that is not in line with the Pashte Salosh. The Pashtes Haloshen is Mitzah Heftze, not Mitzah Gavre. So Memele, they are forced to explain the Gemara, not in the sense, in the objective sense, but in the subjective sense, in the way it is formulated. I mean, in other words, it is subjectively, it's Mitzah Heftze, like it has to be formulated in terms of Heftze. Masha'in came. By Shvue, so it has to be formulated in terms of Gavre. Of Gavre. All right. So he says, Esodran, the Ramban says, here we are saying what Mi'ikara Neder is. So the Ikara Neder is in terms, has to be formulated in terms of Chefze. And the Ikara Shvue has to be formulated in terms of Gavre. But when he formulates a neder in terms of gavre, so it's chal mitamilas. The yodis of the mahani, the neder shomu yishvu ekim dipiv libi shovim le'eseh בנדר על עצמי, אף על פי שלאומרי בלושן מדוקדוק יד מיהווה, וכן בשבועי שום השבועי ככזה אולי, כיוון שפי ולי בשובין לעשר החלוסים וככזה בשבועי, מהנה מדי יד, אלא בסוגין דהוכה בעיקה לושן נדר, ובעיקה לושן שבועי עירינו.
Now, so it was mentioned already, that the Pshat in the Ramban is not that whenever a person makes a neder, and he formulates it in the wrong way, but if the same neder could be formulated in a proper way, properly, so then it is chal. So then the question arises, so why do we say that neder is not chal on the Roshim B'mamesh? Let it be chal mitam yodes. And there is always a way to formulate so it should be chal. In other words, Dovashim Mimamesh, if one asas is Dibur, so then it's a Dovashim Mimamesh, it's not Chal. But if he says Kenan Pili Diburi, if he says Ragli Hiluchi, it is Chal. So why does the Mishnah say that if one asas is Hiluch, if one asas is Dibur, so it's not Chal? Let it be Chal on the basis of Yodes, because it could be formulated properly. The answer is, just because a Neda could be formulated in such a way that it should be chal, so no matter how it's formulated, so it is chal mitam yodes, there is no such halacha of yodes. Yodes only implies that if the neder was partially formulated, but it's not complete, then it's yodes. But not that if a neder is formulated in such a way that it couldn't be chal, but it could be formulated in another way, so then it's chal mitam yodes. So Memele, when we say Shvue Beloshen Nedea, when we say Shvue Beloshen Nedea, so he says, let's say, he says, Kiker Ze, Oser, Olai Bishvuo, Sholoyeche, so I could complete it. So I don't have to take a new Nedea. So I could complete it by saying Shaleichel Menu. So Memele, even though he didn't complete it, so we completed for him on the basis of Yodes. Mashenkin, if he says Kenem Diborolai, Kenem Diborolai, so it couldn't be completed. Why you could say Kenem? In other words, unless you'll say Kenem Diborolai, she pi yosar olai b'li dibur. So then, once you add these to what you said already, so the words you said is completely superfluous. So memele, in other words, you have to make a new neder altogether. So you don't apply the halacha of yodes. And it's not just a question of completing it. You see, when you say kikar ze osa olai b'shvue, so as far as the subject matter of the shvue is concerned, so it's the same thing as if you said shvue shaloichel kikar ze. You said it in different words. Mashein kein, when you say keinem dibur olai, and you can formulate it in such a way it should be chal. How? Kenem Pili Diburi. So the subject matter in Kenem Pili Diburi is something different than the subject matter of Kenem Diburi. Alright, so in other words, so we have here in this Ran two shittes. One shitte is the shitte of the Ran himself here in the Dorim, that Neder Bloshen Shvui is not Chal, Shvui Bloshen Neder is not Chal, not even on the basis of Yodes. And then there is the shite of the Rambam, that Neda Bloshen Shvui is Chal Mitam Yodes, and Shvui Bloshen Neda is Chal Mitam Yodes. Now, Shvui, Teisves in Shvues, the Mishnah in Shvue says, the Gemore, right after the Mishnah in Shvue is the Prophet, or Medal of Sidis Fawz. Tona Rabban, Chema bin Dorim b'Shvues, Chema b'Shvues bin Dorim. Chema bin Dorim, Shandorim cholon ha'odvar mitzvim.
שנדור עם חולד והמצווה, כי דבר רשוס, מה שאין כי בשבועס. חייב בשבועס שהשבועס חולס על דובר שם ממש, כי דובר שיש ממש, מה שאין כי בנדור. מה שאין כי בנדור. So, the Gemara says, so, חייב בנדורים, מבשבועס, שהנדור עם חולד על דבר מצווה, כי דבר רשוס, מה שאין כי בשבועס. So, Teisve says, בפרק בייס, נדור עם פורך. מה יש לנדר? That it is chal levatel dvar mitzvah. If he says keinim sukkah olai, so he's osa. Dichsif ki yida nedal adishem shvui nama aksivu yishov ashvul adishem. Umshane hodi oma yishive sukkah olai, hodi oma shalai yishive sukkah. Mashma de bin dorim lifi sheisra sukkah laatzmei o shiyochel anedea sheisra sukkah olof kipor yisukkah ini mitzu velasis mitzvah. Aval shvua sheisra atzma la sukkah ina shvua cholo yishuvet ulasis mitzvah. ותהיה אם כן, מה אחרי מה יש בן דורים בשבועי? שבועי נעמי חלקה לגמרי, כי אומר יש בסוכה עליי שבוע, דו עשה חפצה עליי, דו עשה חפצה, חול נעמי שבועי, כי דו אומר, בשביל פרקם, בשביל פרקים דף חופטס, ובפר ידל בן דורים גם בשבוע שוב, ואם היו עשרה כל פרק שמילום עליי בשבוע, אם הוא יראיסי גם הוא פרעיה באוויר, והוד יום הבריש נדורים, היה לי ליטון נדורים מצחפצה עלי, תון נעמי חומן מצחפצה עלי, וכשבועי לסן אף שמחפצה, היי נדה ונעמי קאי גבני, לסן אף שמחפצה, אבל נדורים חומן, אינו נלו בי, אני מצחפצה עלי. So this is in the kasha that Fofei takes it for granted that שבועי can be חל and חפצה too. But it's only a question of formulation. How does he formulate it? If he says, שבועי שלא יכל כי כזה, then it's חל and גבני. If he says, כי כזה עושה עליי בשבועי, then it's חלן החפצה. But, שבועי can be חלן החפצה. This is Teisve's premise in the Kashi. So, במילה Teisve says, the Kashi, why does the Gemara need to him say, הודי אומר ישי בסוק עליי. The Gemara asked the Kashi, why do we say that נדר is חלבת על דבר מצווה? And שבועי is not חלבת על דבר מצווה. Why do we say נדר is חלבת על דבר מצווה? Because it's exerus akosu. The Torah says, כי ידע נדר עד ישם. Even if the neder is an mitzvah, so it's still chal. So shvui d'otor also says yishov ha-shvua l'adishem, so that should imply that even if the shvui is an mitzvah, so it's still chal. So the Gemara gives the teret, hod yom ha-yishim esuka alai, hod yom ha-shvua yishim esuka. So Teitzel says the kashe, so why do the Gemara say that nidorim is more chomot than shvui, nidorim is not more chomot than shvui? Because shvui too, if we'll formulate it in the same way as he formulates in Eder, so it will be chal levatel ha-mitzvah. And when is shvui not chal levatel ha-mitzvah, when he formulates it in terms of gavre, when he says shvua shelo yeishim b'sukeh, so the gavre is mushbe ma'asinai to sit in the sukeh. But if he'll formulate it in terms of chefze, shiva sukeh olai b'shvua, so then it will be chal. So why does the Gemara say here, chema b'ndorim b'shvuas, it's not chomo. That's the kashi in shvuas. So Teisves in the kashi is assuming the shvua is also chal and chefze, if he formulates it in terms of chefze. So there are three tauti in this day's situation. So one teretz is, v'yesh le'imah da'aynechim ha'b'nidorim di'b'chol inyen d'chol ha'odvar roshus chol ha'odvar mitzvah da'aynech k'she'is ha'chivet al'atzmi avol k'she'is ha'atzmi la'chivet in y'chol ha'afilu b'dvar roshus k'she'oma ekenim gufei al'chivet d'kenim ha'aynech k'korbun v'shayach al'atzmi avol b'shvuo b'chol inyen y'shvuo in y'chol ha'odvar mitzvah k'dvar roshus da'aynech k'she'is ha'atzmi Alachivis. So in other words, so Teisves in the first teretz, in the first lashon, agrees with the premise of the kashe. What was the premise of the kashe? That shvuyeh can be chal and chefze if he formulates it in terms of chefze. So in the first lashon, Teisves agrees with that premise. That shvuyeh can be chal and chefze. But then the question was, why does the Gemara say here that Nedar is Mohammed and Shvui? It's not Mohammed and Shvui. If he will formulate his Shvui in the same terms as he formulates the Nedar, so just as Nedar is Chal, but Shvui will also be Chal. So he says, with the Gemara,